I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The floodwaters continue to destroy homes, change lives, and cause illness in Africa's Burkina Faso. 9 people are dead and 150,000 are affected by heavy rains. Compassion International's Jeff Peters says their work is being affected.
The most immediate report we have is that 1,537 Compassion-assisted children in that country have been affected, either by having their homes completely destroyed or by having their homes flooded out to the point where they're just not really inhabitable right now.
Since the flooding, Compassion is now raising $1.7 million for long-term relief, helping them share the gospel as they help. Next, millions will be reached with the power of God's word in India. This year, 98 people in the Delhi area have already come to Christ through the ministry of Bibles for the World's Gospel of John distribution. Now they're printing the entire New Testament. Moe Paditi says,
"It is truly exciting and challenging to contemplate the possibility of reaching millions of Hindi-speaking people with the Word of God."
Bibles for the World is praying the distribution will help plant churches. It costs just $2.25 to print, package, and mail a New Testament. And a new art gallery opened Monday in West Michigan. What makes this so exciting? Well, the gallery is made up completely of art created by prison inmates. Crossroad Bible Institute will rotate artwork in the gallery from some of their 40,000 students across the country, whose art is often inspired by their newfound faith in Christ. The gallery will give the public a better understanding of those in prison. If you'll be in Michigan soon, consider stopping by. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.